Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Joyful, patient, faithful. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Hope, affliction, prayer. Three situations that we find ourselves in on a very frequent basis. And we are to respond to hope, affliction, and prayer in three separate ways. In hope, we are to be joyful, be happy, be rejoicing. When we face affliction, we are to wait patiently. Understand why we are going through the time of affliction that we are. And during those times, when we encounter the need to stay with it, we must pray with faith that God hears our prayer, that in His time and in His way, He will answer that prayer for our good and His glory. Joyful, patient, faithful. As we look forward to the days that lie before us, and none of us know how many days we will have, how many hours, how many minutes, but we can do so with great rejoicing in our heart that we have a God who loves us, who will be sufficient for every situation that we will encounter, and that we can hold our heads up high, for our redemption draws near. Be joyful, be patient, be faithful. And the question that I leave with each of us, are we being joyful, patient, and faithful? Or are we whining and complaining and being miserable, so much so that other people around us are miserable and never want to come into our presence? Let there be joy in our heart that is a light in this dark world that will draw people to Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence this day, we want to have that spirit of joy, that spirit of patience, that spirit of faithfulness that will be a beacon of hope to the hopeless in this world. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or Pastor Cecil.com.